joining us now, and he is brought to us by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Hunter Henry is with us in studio, normally with us on the Harbor One hotline. I feel weird. I'm like the fat guy tight end.
Yeah.
You know what I am? I'm that seventh offensive lineman that they bring in when the tight end
heavy.
Doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's I complete the
tight
heavy
end.
Set. Yeah, we got two tight ends here. Hunter, how
it's
are
an
you?
Overload right.
I'm doing good. Doing good.
I said to you before we started that the one-handed catch was some real Spider-Man-y type stuff. Had you ever had one like that before?
I have. I've had one. Probably not in a big moment like that on fourth down, but I've had a couple in my career.
That was something. Does that just happen naturally? You mentioned after the game that that's actually a play that you and Mac have kind of run a lot here in camp.
Yeah, camp through the years, the past couple years, it's a good play, and we've done it a bunch. So. We were able to execute it, and I kind of got hung up on the linebacker coming over, so I didn't. He probably thought I was getting out of my break a little faster,
held.
And threw it out there.
You were
he
held.
Ran into you. He ran right into you.
He did. He really got in the way of the route.
So last year, only two touchdown receptions from the tight end. So how good did it feel to get back in there the first game of the season?
Yeah, felt good. Felt good. We needed it in that moment, especially. It was we were kind of struggling and just reeling for some energy, reeling for something good to happen, and we definitely needed that. It gave us a little spark.
Yeah, and then obviously from us watching, we were watching like the first first 4 days of non-padded practices, and all you guys were doing was red zone, goal line, high red zone, and obviously that was a point of emphasis, and it's paying off. Because you, Bourne, got involved. You had that two-point conversion that got called back. It really should have been nullified penalties. But that, obviously, point of emphasis. And you guys got to be happy about that.
Yeah, I mean, we were able to execute in the red zone early. I think we need to be better late in the game. Not good enough in the red zone late in the game. There's always things to improve on, especially when you lose a close game like that.
I know that no one wants to hear the excuses. I always look at it as provide me a little context. The rain early, I thought, was an issue, and I thought it kind of hung around all day. I know that, Bourne had a drop. You had one that kind of hit you in the breadbasket. How much did sort of the moisture and just the feel in the atmosphere kind of affect the game as you guys went on? It felt like it was a problem, even though it wasn't dumping rain in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, it was just those conditions are tough to play in, tough to, throw the ball effectively, and you kind of just have to – grind it out though. We weren't able to run the football like we wanted to, but I feel like we finally settled in, and you have to really focus in that weather. I mean, that's the toughest thing, is like you have to look everything and like really look it in. And then even past all that, your jersey is soaked, the rest of the game, and you're all like everything is just soaked, and it becomes a little bit muggy after that too. So, those conditions were tough, but we've got to be better in those conditions because it's probably going to happen again.
Would you say that rain would be your least favorite, as opposed to, like, if you had a choice between snow and rain, what would you prefer?
Probably snow.
Yeah, I hate the rain. The rain is the worst.
Well, what is it about the rain that, like the jersey thing, because there's a lot of people, Hunter, probably listening right now going, it's the NFL. Do what they do in hockey. Take it off or change at halftime or something like that. And it just isn't that easy.
Yeah, I mean, it we've got to be better in it, though. Like, it is what it is. You can't complain about it. Mm-hmm. And, like, you just got to tough it up and lock in and focus. So, I mean, we've got to be better and just not, complain about what the situation is.
Is it fair to say that you guys heard or will hear a lot of, hey, we got to clean this up, clean that up? Like, the foundation seems to be pretty solid, but there's this play and that play. It just seems like if you just clean up a couple things, you'll be in a much better position where it won't have to come down to what it came down to last night.
Of course. I mean, that's every week. That's week in and week out in the NFL. I mean, it's a couple plays here or there. And when you turn the ball over, especially early, and give a great team like that points, I mean, it's going to be tough. We put ourselves behind the eight ball from the beginning, and we were just kind of climbing to try to get back and playing from behind for too long. And it's tough to do against a good team.
Hunter Henry with Gresh and Fourier here on Patriots Monday. We are at Gillette Stadium. So if you're watching on Twitch, you understand why there is no video, because we are inside Gillette. What was sort of the feeling after the first quarter? To a lot of people on the outside, it was, oh boy, they picked up where they left off. And then second, third, and fourth quarter, boy, really kicked in. O-line started protecting. Everybody ended up getting into rhythm. But was there a moment there after the first quarter on the sideline where it was, I don't know, a lot of people talking? Was it silent? Everybody looking around? Take us back to that point.
Yeah, I mean, it was we just had to toughen up, man, and, just keep fighting through it, keep going. And I think it was just like, look, I mean, it hasn't gone the way we want it to go. And but you just take it play by play by play by play. And I think that's the mentality that we had. And, we were able to do that and execute each play and, kind of strung some drives together to kind of put us in position going into halftime.
So we're talking to Hunter Henry, and you probably didn't hear the post-game press conference with Mac Jones, but we were just talking about how hard he was on himself. Is he too hard on himself when it comes to how the game ended? He's really taken the brunt of everything. He should have done this. He should have done that. He wasn't good enough here. He wasn't good enough there.
I had two chances to win it in the end. That one really stood out.
So is that just what a quarterback's supposed to do, or does he need to?
That's why I love Mac, man. Like, he's the ultimate competitor, and he wants the ball in his hands, and we weren't able to execute. And I think that's all of us. I mean, we've all got to be better. Like, I got to be better. I dropped the ball in the critical situation. Maybe run better routes, block a little better. I mean, whatever it is, I mean, I think it's all of us. I mean, that's the competitor in us, just especially when we lose a game that close and we have the opportunity to win it.
Would it be weird if somebody, this quarterback came up and said, you know what? You know, this guy really screwed this route up, and that guy really should have done that. Like, is there any point in time in your head where you're like, wow, if one of these quarterbacks was real honest, and we, let's all share the blame collectively, would that freak you out? It was like, Hunter Henry didn't even do this. Why are you guys yelling at me?
Yeah, that'd probably be a little different.
Well, I know that Mac was not only hard on himself, but, there was the execution in the second quarter, and then there's like the stop down of halftime, and then coming back out in the second half, and it felt like it took a little bit to kind of get that momentum going again, just in terms of the ebb and the flow of the game. I thought you guys did bounce back. You showed some gumption. You showed some things that at times maybe you just couldn't show last year. Overall, from that end, was there some validation there of this is going to be a different offensive season?
Yeah, I mean, it was. We were resilient, I will say that. In a lot of ways, we were tough. I mean, we could have just packed it in. I mean, turning the ball over back-to-back plays, being down 16-0 pretty fast too against a good football team. And we didn't. Our defense play their butts off yesterday too. They really helped us. They gave us a spark. Our special teams, I felt like, played well too, giving us good field position. So, we had glimpses of good stuff, but we just got to be a little bit more consistent, and a play-by-play and a series-by-series matter.
I thought those two rookie guards, by the way, mentioned about the whole, hey, could have gone sideways real quick. Those guys had rough first quarters. They battled their ass off. I thought that real show of resiliency right there. Kind of felt like around the league yesterday there was a little bit of first quarter settling in. Is that normal, the first quarter settle in?
It can be. I mean, that season opener is there's always the jitters, the anxiousness a little bit, and kind of getting in the flow of the game a little bit. I mean, we need to be a little bit better doing that, so hopefully we can do that going forward.
Can you share at all what the message was from Bill at halftime?
In his own Hunter Henry way. I mean, he could. Oh, no, I'm laughing because I envision what it is, and it might not be for air.
Well, no, I don't. I envision it being very calm and,
matter of fact?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it was what you saw. I mean, it was – I mean, we gave him two turnovers on back-to-back plays. We were down 16-0, and we kind of fought back, scored right before the half, and we were getting the ball come out of the half. So it was like, let's go take advantage of this where we can kind of double up a little bit, scoring before the half and then score coming out of the half. So And then just taking play by play, like I said, I mean, that was really the message along the sidelines, along the locker room, the whole day. It's just like execute each play, no matter what happens.
So Miami's up next. When do you start? Are you just that's over, done? Start looking at Miami, and you guys aware of like what all the points they put up and how it's good? How you know points are gonna be obviously important in any situation, but especially against a team that can put up so many.
Yeah, it'd be big for sure. I mean, they're a good football team and good defense too. I mean, they are, and so it'll be a tough challenge.
Hunter, I do want to ask you for some context. A whole bunch of rookies played yesterday. Take us back to your very first game in the NFL. Did you have like a welcome to the NFL moment? Was it seamless? Did you say, "Oh my God, what have I gotten myself into?" Take me back to day one playing real football for you as a rookie.
Yeah, it was 2016. We were playing the Kansas City Chiefs in Arrowhead. And I was playing sparingly a little bit. We had Antonio Gates at the time, so I kind of like rotated a little bit. I mean, I was in on early downs. Gates played third downs, red zone kind of stuff.
And all that really cool catches.
Yeah, all that
Let
stuff.
Let me get all the touchdowns. Get out of there, rookie. You ain't getting my record.
I don't remember maybe like a moment, but I ended up getting my first catch that game, a pretty big gainer. And what we were up like 24-3 on the Chiefs or something like in the third quarter, and they come back and beat us. So that was probably a wake up, like, oh wow, this is just a little different at this level.
Did you keep the ball? Is that or was it just the first touchdown ball?
Not the first catch. I kept my first touchdown.
Okay. Yeah. All right, there you go. Now we mentioned to Hunter the very first time that we talked to him, we will mix in college football. You and I are college football guys. His Arkansas Razorbacks are 2-0. They handled Julian Edelman's Kent State 28-6 over the weekend, and then it's BYU. So Arkansas's got a chance to go to 3-0, and then it would be going to LSU for a big battle. So, like, this is I don't want to say it's a trap game, but it might be. It's not an SEC opponent. You're looking ahead to LSU and BYU again for
everybody's
whatever.
27 years old.
Well, everybody's 27 years old, and they find a way to score 35 points a game somehow. It's crazy.
It's true. We played them last year, so we got the home and home. We went to BYU last year. Ended up getting the win last year, but that was last year. So, you know, we haven't looked great out the gates, but that doesn't mean that that's the story of our team. So they've got a lot of work in front of them, but you know, I'm hopeful for sure.
That's Sam Pittman. He is. I don't know if you've ever seen the coach of Arkansas Fourier.
Yes,
he looks like a smooth operator. Is what he does.
Is coaching anything that you would consider? Like, if you were to consider coaching, would it be college or pro?
If it was either, if I had to get into it, it'd probably be pro.
You don't have to recruit.
Yeah, you don't have to recruit.
We got to let you go, Hunter. We could sit here all day and just talk to him about tight end stuff. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah, that'll come. That'll come.
Oh, yeah. We need an hour of tight end talk. That's what we
just
need right there.
Hand placements.
Hand placement.
Drag, you know, yeah. Feet, you know.
Yep. Wham blocks, yes. All that kind of stuff.
Oh.